Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I want the Knicks to win, don't get me wrong. This court in Toronto is so hideous. I don't know. I cannot watch it. And this, if Seinfeld is out there listening again, this is the exact conversation that got him to call in, because it reminds me of the Kenny Rogers episode of Seinfeld, where the bright red light is driving Kramer and then Jerry insane. I can't look at this court. It is so hard to watch the basketball game. It is jarring to your eyes. It is ridiculous. I hate it. Why? I don't understand. Like, it is so obviously, as again, the construction here makes me feel like I'm going to fall through the floor. If I fall through the floor, Mom, I love you. I don't understand. Like, they are fully acknowledging that nobody knows. Like, that's how I view it. It's not that it makes it cool. It's not that it makes it interesting. They are putting up a sign in neon lights that's saying, please take this game more seriously. Please understand the ramifications of this game. I know nobody gives a damn, and I know it doesn't mean a thing, but we're trying to manufacture something. So acknowledge that, because we know you're not checking the schedule, and we know you don't give a damn about when these games are taking place. So I'm going to make the court so obnoxious and so ostentatious and so jarring that you have no choice but to recognize that this game's supposed to mean something more. It screams, this thing doesn't matter, so I'm forced to jam it down your throat with an absolutely horrid visual. It drives me absolutely crazy. I can't even look at it.
And you made note of the fact that in Orlando they didn't have it.
I know. It was a pleasure.
And I know that LA isn't using it because it was a faulty court. They actually changed out the wood, and there was a problem with the wood that they had.
Really?
And so the Lakers didn't use it. So there are places that are not using it.
Well, I can tell you this. I mean, and this is the whole point. I was confused whether or not that was the game that was the quarterfinals game, because there wasn't this ridiculous court. So, like, this is why they're doing it. Plain and simple. They're doing it so there's no confusion. Hey, take a look. This is supposed to mean something more. Whenever you have to scream from the rooftops that this is important, it's not. Can't take it. Now, let me just talk about something real quick, because obviously there's been a lot of Diaz wanting to go to the Dodgers. And then that leads to the conversation, as the Yankees have done nothing this offseason, and the owner is talking about lowering payroll, and he's talking about the bills he has, and he's even been asked directly about the Los Angeles Dodgers and how they've gone about spending money and whether or not that is feasible or guarantees them championships. And so far they've won two championships with spending this kind of money and everything like that. So, like, and obviously all of the superstars are going there. Again, this is another year where they've now signed the best closer on the market. And I would just say this. The Dodgers have been a well-run franchise for a while now. They've won a lot of divisions. They went to a lot of championships. They won one in 2020. Prior to that, you had to go back to 1988 for the last time the Dodgers won a championship. But they have been a well-run team for a while. But there is a distinct reason why this has now changed. And there is a distinct reason why they are now the team. Why they are now what everyone describes as the Yankees of the 90s. The Yankees of the 90s didn't do this either. Like, let's be honest, they won. But they built from within. And then, sure, they retained their guys, but they didn't build a super team. Tino Martinez wasn't a super player. Paul O'Neill, as great as he was, and we loved him, wasn't a super player. His contract wasn't through the roof. He's not. Are they Hall of Famers? Like all the players that the Dodgers have? Were they the best of the best? And did they go out and sign every big? We forget. Chad Curtis was in left field for the championship teams. Ricky Leday was a big time player for the 98 Yankees. They had to bring up Shane Spencer at the end of the year because they didn't have enough offense. This is even different than that team. The Yankees didn't become that until they stopped winning championships. Let's be honest. When they went out and bought Jason Giambi and then went out and tried to buy everybody. Or before that, when they were spending all that money on the offense with no pitching in the 80s. And had Dave Winfield and Ricky Henderson and Don Mattingly and, you know, that team. And the reason why it is different now than it was before. Because, yeah, they had Freddie Freeman, but they didn't go out. The payroll wasn't through the roof, and they didn't bring in everybody every single year. The Shohei Ohtani contract has changed who the Dodgers are and what they can be. And as much as we don't like it, and as much as you don't want to hear it, Yankee fans, and as much as you don't want to hear it, Met fans, you're not going to be the Dodgers right now because of what that contract affords them to do. Plain and simple. Yes, the Guggenheim family has a ton of money. Ton of money. Billions of dollars. They can do whatever they want. But they didn't prior to this. You know why? Because that contract prints money. It is the greatest $700 million ever spent. And it affords them to be this team that can spend this money. They are paying the back-to-back MVP and arguably greatest player in the league, especially when he pitches. $2 million. That's right. They're paying him $2 million. Two. Right now, they're paying him $2 million. Yes, he counts as $45 million or $46 million on the payroll. And for tax purposes and luxury tax purposes, it's $46 million. So you can argue that that raises their overall payroll over the threshold and they get taxed on that money. Yes. But he signed $70 million a year and he has pushed 68 of it for a decade. They pay him $2 million. They take the 68 that they're supposed to pay him and they put him in a fund and they're making money and interest off of that. So they're literally taking the contract they're supposed to pay him and making money on the interest. Then, in the Japanese market and just and worldly, he is making them an estimated $70 million a year in extra revenue. $70 million. And he's the greatest recruiter of all time. Everybody from his country wants to go play with him. It affords them to do so much. That has changed who they are. And sure, could Hal Steinbrenner spend more money? Yes. He can't be the Dodgers. And to expect him to be isn't fair. Even Steve Cohen, with all of his money, he doesn't have the ability to print money the way Ohtani allows the Dodgers to do so. It is not feasible for either of these two teams, and you shouldn't expect it. Doesn't mean you can't beat them. Doesn't mean you have to lose Edwin Diaz on a 3-year, $69 million contract to him. But it's hard to keep up with them when they have that ability. It just is. That is the greatest contract in the history of sports. It's not even close. It's not even close. Right? I'm watching the Knicks play right now. He's got a great contract, right? Cap has a great contract for the Knicks. There's no doubt about it. Brunson is playing under a great contract. It's not even close in a game that doesn't have a salary cap, it's not even close. So, again, today's news, Diaz didn't have to be lost to the Dodgers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Whatever comes next for the Dodgers, other teams could have stepped up and done something. They're not alone, but they are capable of so much more because they are paying the best player in the game $2 million. And they're making interest off the 68, and they're making more in the international market, and they're able to go out and give players who want to be here, like the World Series hero Yamamoto, who didn't consider the Mets, didn't consider the Yankees. He wanted to be a Dodger because Ohtani was there, and they have the money to give him whatever he wants because of Ohtani's contract. Ohtani going to the Dodgers is what changed this. That's what changed this. That's what made them this team. And we'll find out if the rules are going to change, and next year they won't be able to do this, or 2 years from now they won't be able to do this. I don't know. But I do think it's BS that you can, like, for me, you sign a $700 million contract for 7 years. I don't think it's, you can pay him. If Ohtani's willing to take $2 million a year for the next decade and then want his money, I don't think that's a rule that, I have no problem with that rule. I have no problem with paying Ohtani $2 million a year if that's what he wants to do. Players aren't going to do that. Like, he's the only man who's, like, no one else is going to give that kind of bargain to a team. But what can happen is that it only counts as half on the payroll. Like, you sign a player to $700 million for 10 years, that's $70 million a year, that should be on the books. But whatever the case may be, he's the greatest recruiter and the greatest player and the greatest contract in the history of the game.
And it wouldn't change all the revenue coming in that he brings in.
No, it doesn't change the revenue that he brings in. Like, yeah, I mean, that we are talking about, like, you know, again, to me, Paul McCartney is the greatest songwriter, greatest singer, greatest bass player in rock and roll. To me, Shohei Ohtani is the greatest player, the greatest contract, and the greatest recruiter. It's a deadly trifecta. 888-808-1019. Coach in California. What's up, Coach?
Yeah, I'm at the Kerry Seahawk. I'm out here berserkly. My sister has a restaurant in California.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's kind of like heavenly out here. But I'm an East Rock. We rock, and we're orange and black. I'm kind of liking this, Coach, even though it's giving me a freaking headache. But I'll tell you, you're 100% right. It's kind of disarray. But I'll tell you, we haven't won a championship in 50 years. Maybe if this cup as an old school fan, I'll take this.
I'll take it. I'm not going to throw it away, but are you going to be there for banner night when they raise the banner?
Yes, I am. I am. I'm 71. I'm going to be there. It might be my last rodeo with my coffee.
I can't take it.
Is that me? I don't even know
who
that is. Evan?
I got a question. Who won the trade with the Barrett trade? Did we win this trade quickly and Barrett for OG? Did we win that trade?
Yes. I mean, they certainly didn't lose it. OG has been a great player for them. And you could feel his presence the second he comes back. OG has been a great two-way player. I don't think there's any doubt about it. He completely transformed the team once they got him. 100%. I mean, again, did Toronto do okay? RJ Barrett's been good for them. Quickly was injured in the game tonight. Has kind of reemerged this year after dealing with some things. So we'll see, but the Knicks certainly didn't lose it, that's for sure.
OG has the best plus-minus on the Knicks this year.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great player. He's a great player. I'm more than happy with the result of that trade. Dominic in North Carolina. What's up, Dom?
Yeah, good evening, Chris. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm well. Listen, I've been on hold for a little while. And really, ever since they played that Jerry Recco sound where Marchand didn't know your name. Mm-hmm. Or couldn't pronounce your name, rather. And
did they play it in the morning?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Recco, okay. Recco played it, you know, and mm-hmm. and I think your problem is your theme song.
My theme song?
Because your theme song, you know how you come on and you always sing Mac and Ice?
Yes.
It doesn't spell out your name.
No.
And, you know,
I got to take it up with Bobby Darin. He should have recognized. Well,
yeah, but, you know, there's a very famous song, even older than Bobby Darin, mm-hmm. Irish name, Harrigan, George M. Cohan. And, you know, all the people that watch Joe Pepitone and Mickey Mantle and Call You Up, they would know this song. And there's a version of it that would solve your problem.
Okay.
And it goes like this.
Mm-hmm. Please.
M-C-M-O-N-I-G-L-E spells McMonagall. I'm a Yankee shill who covers Boone in my drool. I was athlete of the year back in my high school.
Oh, look at you.
M-P-M-O-N-I-G-L-E-U-C. I'm moving up in the biz, so you better know that my name is McMonagall.
Oh, yes.
That's me. You're free to use it.
I am free to use it. I don't think I will. Thank you very much. I'm flattered that you spent the time to write a song with my name. People have struggled with it. And it's not about the Mac. You know, that's just an opportunity for me to sing. And I thought Mac is Back was good. It's the McGonagall part. People don't say the second M. They go to G.
McGonagall.
Because it ends in G. And I think, it ends with a gull sound. And so it's and I don't know if there's anything to do with it. Certainly not for Mike. I doubt. I haven't spoke to him about Harry Potter, but I don't think he's a big Harry Potter guy, would be my guess. There's a Professor McGonagall in Harry Potter. I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but it's maybe a more common version.
You know Marshawn loves Harry Potter.
Yeah. But yeah, people say McGonagall. I have gotten it my whole life, not just Mike. Mike has kind of made it more famous, but I have gotten McGonagall my entire life. I'm not kidding. You mentioned that I was athlete of the year of my high school. I was. I know I have fun with that, messing around with that. But true story. Yes. Senior Bowl, Thanksgiving Day, the year 2000. I was the one representative from my high school, Cary High School, and we played the game at Hofstra, Nassau County Senior Bowl, All-Star Game, whatever you want to call it, but it was called the Senior Bowl. And they introduce every player. You run out to the 50-yard line and then go to your sideline. And the announcer said Chris McGonagall instead of Chris McMonagall.
Oh, who cares?
That's a good point. And my father, who was recording it, and the reason I know this and remember it so well is my father, who was recording, we watched the recording later. You see me run out, Chris McGonagall. And then the recording goes dark, and it picks up in the second quarter. And I'm like, what happened to the first quarter, Dad? He turned off the camera to go try and find the announcer to tell him he mispronounced the name. He stopped recording the game to try and find the guy who already mispronounced the name. You can't get that moment back. They're not going to reline us up. And we missed, like, the video has, like, the almost the entire first quarter missed because he went to go argue with the PA announcer to tell him he mispronounced the name that he's not going to re-say. And I wasn't a running back or a quarterback. I was an offensive lineman. I mean, I suppose I could have got a sack. I didn't play much defense. I played mainly offensive line in that game. I don't know if I played any defense in that game. But they weren't going to announce my name again. I wasn't a running back or a quarterback or a wide receiver. Like, I wasn't going to get my name announced. And I was like, what are you doing? I want to watch the film of the game, not you arguing with some guy. But that was my dad. And today actually would have been his 72nd birthday. It's always the 3 days. That was the joke in the family. December 7th is the day that will live in infamy. Obviously, Pearl Harbor Day. December 8th was the assassination of John Lennon, 1980. And then my father's birthday. Terrible things that happened throughout history. That was, you know, the joke. Would have been a 72nd birthday. Happy birthday, Dad. Miss you. 888-808-1019. Quick break. We'll come back, continue to take your phone calls as we got you all the way till midnight on our ride to midnight right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.